It's Monday, 1st March, St David's Day, and I had an early start today catching a train from Stafford to Cheltenham, where my destination was Cheltenham Ladies' College, which provided the venue for a series of meetings for myself and another minister, Lord Drayson, from Business Innovation and Skills, to an audience of students from this independent school with a worldwide reputation, and local comprehensive schools, and local businesses, and representatives of further and higher education in the South West. And our purpose in going was part of our consultation about the kind of skills needs for the kind of jobs we will have in the future in this country because of the low carbon transition that we're heading for. And our message is quite simply that there is going to be deep and fast change to a low carbon future, and there will be new skills for some very new jobs, and there will be some changes to skills for some existing jobs, and people ought to be ready now to acquire those skills through training and qualifications, and then benefit from the jobs that there will be in the future. So to give some examples of jobs that exist now that will need some reskilling, I suppose that people who install central heating today will still install central heating systems in the future, but perhaps the energy source for the system, instead of gas, for example, might be biomass or might be a fuel cell. And so people would need to adjust their skills. Again, in finance, in the future there'll be much more carbon trading, a trading of carbon allowances, and that will require slightly different skills from in the past. And when people make investment decisions about finance for a new development, for say renewable energy or waste minimisation or recycling or new resource efficiency, they'll need to have the ability to understand the benefits of the low carbon aspects of these investments compared to a traditional investment. So there are some people who need to adjust their skills or upskill. There are others that will be brand new jobs. If you look at our offshore wind at the moment, whilst we lead the world in connected electricity supply from offshore wind farms, there will be a huge expansion in the next few years of offshore wind, such that there will be about 70,000 new jobs created. And the same can be said for wave and tidal technologies, and the same might be said for the development of commercialised carbon capture and storage for future coal and then gas power stations, where these will be new jobs with new skills needed. So we were delivering messages as ministers that we can't afford to wait for skills gaps to open up in the future. We know that we're making the change. We know that it will require all these new skill sets, and therefore we need to urge people to take the courses and obtain the qualifications that will fit them for these jobs now. And we had a very valuable day with these various stakeholders, listening to their points of view and communicating our arguments for the need for change. And what was particularly useful today is listening to students about their choices and why they make them, both as to the subjects that they study at school and the career paths that they're thinking about for the future. And it was really important to us to listen, as it were, to the consumers of skills services as to what they will want to hear from us. And a big message that came across to me as a result was the way we deliver information about the future aspects of our economy that will be different in a low carbon future, and the way we deliver the advice to people at an appropriate time in their lives. So for students, it means equipping their parents, their teachers and their careers advisors with the knowledge and the ability to give this advice. But all in all, a very successful day, a very important day, and the first of a series of similar meetings that I shall be carrying out during this month of March on this very important subject of equipping people with the skills for the new jobs in the new economy that we can anticipate very soon now.